It's 4:06. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Well, when Bill de Blasio is sworn in as the mayor of New York City shortly after midnight tonight, he becomes the 12th of 12 Democrats to rule the United States' largest cities. 12 years ago, only half of those cities were run by Democrats, indicating some kind of shift there in voter trends. Why that change? My next guest explains what might be behind the trend toward Democratic leadership. He's Mark Niket, state and local government reporter for Bloomberg News. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what is with the change? It used to be about 50-50 in the top 12, the 12 biggest cities in the country. Now all Democrats running those. What has happened?
Well, a couple of things are going on. One is demographics. You've seen a shift in the folks living in the most populous cities. They become more democratic with more immigrants moving into cities and younger folks tending to move into cities. But you've also had sort of a shift in the issues that matters to the voters in the biggest cities. Used to be 20 years ago, crime was one of the dominant issues, which is why you saw mayors like Rudy Giuliani in New York take to the fore. And today, the issues are a little bit more towards equality, whether it's in income or housing or other types of issues. Those tend to appeal more to or favor Democratic candidates, or at least those are the issues that the voters tend to care more about.
Yeah, you had this paradox where a place like New York City, a massive Democratic city, disproportionately Democratic, electing Republican mayors, or, you know, Michael Bloomberg, who was kind of all over the place, Republican, independent, but not a Democrat.
Right. And you have now the new mayor, Mayor de Blasio, taking office, and he ran on a very progressive platform where he made income inequality the centerpiece of his campaign, promised to raise taxes on the wealthy to help pay for education programs, have more equitable housing. So he sort of really represents this idea of a true Democratic kind of candidate looking to address the income inequality and appealing to voters who live in the cities today.
A couple of surprises in the top 12, or maybe surprising, I don't know. Texas, a very Republican state, yet its big cities, places like Houston, Austin, which is bigger than I had thought. I didn't know it was in the top 12 until I checked it out today. Democratic mayors there. Why are there these Democratic islands in a big Republican state?
It's just kind of how it's evolved. In Texas, we thought was a good example for that very reason. You have, and it's even described that way in Texas, sort of these sea of red surrounded by the blue islands of the big cities. And it's sort of where, you know, folks have chosen to live. You have, you know, folks who have in some cases moved out of cities into the suburbs or rural areas who might be more Republican or conservative. And we wrote a story that sort of highlighted, you know, what this meant in the big picture. And Texas is a good example because you have a state that is run at the state level by Republicans. You have a Republican governor. All the statewide offices are held by Republicans. Legislature is run by Republicans. And yet you have these big cities run by Democrats. And in some cases, that creates conflict between the issues that are focused on. At the state level, you might have issues that are more appealing to the conservative rural areas of the state, since the Republicans are in control, which run counter to maybe what the cities want. An example of that might be Medicaid expansion, where this is an issue the cities really want to see take place because it's in the best interest of their residency and they believe in it. But the state politicians who control the power don't want to see that for ideological and other reasons. So Medicaid expansion doesn't go forward in a state like Texas, even though the folks in the biggest cities would want it.
You point toward number 13, the 13th biggest city in the country, Indianapolis, as being the biggest one run by a Republican mayor. Is there something different there, or have they just not caught up with this trend yet?
Well, if you talk to the mayor of Indianapolis, Greg Ballard, and we did for this story, he talks a lot about how the Republican Party nationally is a little bit out of step with what folks in the cities care about. And he talks a lot about how if you're going to focus a lot on ideology, for example, that's not going to play very well in a city where people want their mayor to get things done, take care of the trash, plow the snow, do the things that you expect in terms of city services. So in his view is you govern much more pragmatically, and the Republican Party nationally needs to pay more attention to cities and approach issues, more with a bent on getting things done in a way that mayors are sort of forced to, regardless of your political party.
Do you think he's right? Do you think voters care more about competent or incompetent versus Republican or Democrat when they're electing a big city mayor?
I think there's a difference when you're electing a big city mayor versus a president. I think at that level, you do care more about, well, who's going to solve my problems? Who's going to be the best person to get the everyday things I need done at the city level? And I think you're more inclined, or a lot of voters at least are inclined, when they're electing a president or a governor, to think, well, is this person more along the lines of my point of view or my issues, the things I care about in terms of ideology?
It seems like being a governor or in Congress or the Senate maybe is a big springboard to a high national political profile. Are we looking at these city mayors, these Democratic big city mayors, as people who might move on to a statewide level or run for the White House someday?
Potentially. And the Democrats talk about how their quote-unquote farm team, the folks, like you say, who might be in a position to run for higher office later, are in the cities. And they're being featured prominently on the national stage. One of the mayors pointed out to me, again, as a difference between the Democratic and Republican Party approach, that at the Democratic National Convention, you had big city mayors featured pretty prominently, including Mayor Castro of San Antonio, who's the keynote speaker of the convention. And at the corresponding Republican convention, mayors were really nowhere to be found, or at least weren't given prominent roles. So you do have these sort of big city mayors emerging as stars or rising stars in their party, and you might see them trying to move onto the national stage here in the coming years.
Is the Republican Party less interested in the mayoral seats, more focused on government or governors and Congress?
Well, I think it's evolved that way. There was a real push on the part of the Republican Party, for example, to gain control of state houses and governor's office in 2010. And they were successful. The Republicans have increased their control of state houses across the country since then. And you'll hear complaints from some of the Republican mayors, including the Republican mayor of Mesa, Arizona, who serves as the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors this year, saying that, you know, they sort of not focused enough on the cities, that, you know, from a Republican perspective, sure, it's fine to you know, get more control of governor's office and state houses. There's real power there. But they can't ignore the cities because it's a big population base. And I think the feeling is you ignore the cities at your peril, that, again, one, you lose a big voting block. But also, if you can't appeal to the folks at the city level and address at least some of the issues they're concerned about, that's going to affect you in statewide and national elections down the road as well.
Based on the research you did for the story, the people you talked to in politics around the country, do you think this is a trend that's going to continue, Democratic mayors of big cities?
I think it will, as long as you see at the national level the focus on the issues that we see today. And again, if you see the Democratic Party focusing much more on social inequality and income disparities, those, again, are going to be issues that I think appeal more to Democrats and will help Democrats in big city mayor races. And if the Republican Party is focused more on social issues or opposing issues of equality, I'm thinking of minimum wage type debates that we're seeing happening around the country now, for example. Again, I think that tends to hurt Republican candidates trying to run at the city level, because again, if the voters might even like the Republican candidate, if the candidate is associated with a Republican ideology that the voter doesn't agree with, that could affect the candidate's chances in a big city mayor's race.
Mark, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Mark Niket. He's a state and local government reporter for Bloomberg News.